Welcome to the mindful breathing portion of your sitting meditation. So, in assuming a sitting position that embodies wakefulness and dignity, you can choose between sitting cross-legged on a soft floor surface or in a straight-back chair. If you are sitting on the floor, your knees are close to or touching the floor. If you are sitting in a chair, your legs are uncrossed, your feet are flat on the floor, and the invitation is to sit away from the back of the chair so that your spine is self-supporting. This will allow for the more natural curvature of the spine and to cultivate a greater familiarity with the breath. Choosing your own position, whatever is best for you in this moment. Your pelvis is providing a stable base for your back and upper body. Your spine is straight, but not too stiff. Your shoulders are relaxed and dropped. And your hands are either resting on your legs or knees, or perhaps they're together in your lap. Your head is resting squarely on your neck and shoulders, and your eyes can be gently closed. If you prefer to keep your eyes open, then looking at a stationary spot on the floor. So, in other words, sitting here with the qualities of a mountain, stable, grounded, and with an element of uplift to the posture. And now, let's drop into the fact that you're breathing. You may feel the breath more vividly at the belly as it expands with the in-breath and deflates with the out-breath. Or perhaps you feel the breath more vividly at the nostrils, feeling the slightly cooler air coming into the body and the slightly warmer air leaving the body. Wherever the breath sensations are more vivid and accessible for you, let that be the focus of your awareness right now. Doing so can cultivate a greater intimacy and familiarity with the breath, and a greater stability of attention. So just feeling the breath coming into the body and leaving the body. Is it an in-breath or an out-breath? Is it shallow or deep? Does your breathing pattern change from moment to moment? Do you pause between the end of the out-breath and the beginning of the in-breath? Just noticing your own pattern of breathing, not wanting to change it in any way. Just observing with this childlike curiosity. Just letting each breath come and go on its own accord. No need to do anything but observe and feel the sensations of the breath moving in and out. Moment by moment by moment. You may discover that it's not so easy to stay focused on the breath. The mind will jump around with all different kinds of thoughts and emotions. This is called monkey mind, and it's something that we all do, and it's perfectly normal when this happens. When this does happen, and it will happen a lot, you may want to congratulate yourself for catching the distracting thought or emotion. This is that magic moment of a meditation, in that you are becoming more aware of the inner workings of the mind. Simply noticing what is on your mind at the moment, perhaps a thought or an emotion, and then very gently, without any judgments, escorting your attention back to the belly or to the nostrils, back to this breath. Whether it's an in-breath or an out-breath, whether it is shallow or deep. You may be distracted 5 times or 500 times throughout this meditation. The number of times doesn't matter. Each time you bring yourself back to the breath when the mind has wandered, you are, in a way, flexing that mental muscle of the mind, strengthening your attention with each return to the breath. By observing and noticing and not judging your thoughts and your feelings when you're distracted from the breath, you are establishing and developing a greater awareness of your true self that is actually bigger than your thoughts and feelings, wiser than your thoughts and feelings, and usually kinder than your thoughts and feelings. And this awareness will grow simply by bringing our mind back to the breath, gently, lovingly, but firmly, over and over and over again, whenever the mind wanders. Welcoming your mind back to the breath. Allowing each breath to be a new beginning, and each out-breath a complete letting go. So here we are, sitting mountain-like, fully awake, and resting in awareness, not forcing anything, being fully in touch, moment by moment, with the breath as it comes into the body and as it leaves the body, and coming back over and over again whenever we lose touch with it momentarily. Just resting in awareness, in stillness. And now, shifting the focus away from our breathing and onto any and all physical sensations of the body. And that includes every part of our body, including added parts and missing parts. Just sensing whatever the body feels in this moment. perhaps noticing those regions making contact with the surface, such as your buttocks making contact with the cushion or chair, your hands making contact with your thighs, or perhaps with each other if they are in your lap. Perhaps feeling a slight increase in temperature on your thighs where your hands are resting. Aware of your feet making contact with the floor, or with your legs if you're sitting cross-legged. As best you can, holding all these sensations in a wide and spacious awareness. Watching these sensations come and go, moment by moment by moment, as we sit here. And whenever the mind becomes distracted and wanders off, once again congratulating yourself for catching the distraction. Noticing whatever thought, feeling, or sound may have distracted you, and then gently welcoming your attention back, over and over again, to the sense of your body as a whole, sitting here. Nothing else to do right now but being aware of any and all sensations of the body, moment by moment by moment. Noticing sensations of temperature, perhaps, such as warmth or coolness. Perhaps noticing the air as it circulates around the room and gently caresses your skin. In sitting here, scanning the body for any physical sensations, you may perhaps notice your heart beating in your chest. And if so, noticing how, like the breath, it is always there, always beating. Perhaps you do not sense your heartbeat at all, and that's okay too, just noticing the absence of that sensation. As you are sitting here, you may experience sensations that are particularly intense, uncomfortable, even painful in one region of the body. You may find yourself repeatedly drawn away from attending to the body because of these intense physical sensations. That is not unusual when we sit in one position for a while. In these situations, knowing that you always have options for which to address these unpleasant sensations. You may mindfully adjust your position to a more comfortable one. You may distract yourself from the unpleasant sensation such as focusing on the breath or a benign place on your body. Or you may want to experiment by intentionally bringing your attention right into the region of greatest intensity, exploring the detailed pattern of sensations that are to be felt in this region. What is its exact location? The specific boundaries of this area of discomfort? Is the sensation a sharp pain or a dull ache, or perhaps feelings of pressure? Any numbness or tingling? How does the sensation change from moment to moment? Does it shift into other areas of the body? Not trying to change the sensation in any way. Just accepting, allowing, and letting it be. Allowing yourself to feel whatever is already here to be felt. And if and when the intensity subsides and the sensations become more stable, expanding your field of awareness back again to include the sense of the body as a whole, sitting here, breathing. Whenever the mind has wandered away from sensations of the body and been distracted by a thought or a feeling or a sound, just welcoming yourself right back to this moment and your awareness of body sensations. You may find that the more you practice this meditation, the more quickly you can get in touch with the subtle workings of the body that we are often unaware of while operating in the doing mode. Just exploring with this friendly, childlike curiosity to any and all physical sensations in the body in this moment. Experiencing whatever unfolds moment by moment and breath by breath as we bring this degree of intimacy to them. Mountain-like, dignified, fully awake, fully aware. And now, allowing our focus of attention to shift again from sensations in the body to hearing. Bringing your attention to the ears and allowing your awareness to open and expand so that you are receptive to any sounds as they arise, whenever they arise. no need to go searching for sounds or listening to a particular sound. Instead, as best you can, being receptive to sounds from all directions as they arise. Sounds near, sounds far away. Hearing the more obvious sounds, such as the sound of my voice, but also hearing more subtle ones. Just opening to the whole space of sounds around you. Also, being aware of the spaces between the sounds, aware of silence. As best you can, becoming aware of these sounds as pure sensations. Not thinking about the sounds, but connecting as best you can with your direct experience of their sensory qualities. For example, is the volume loud or soft? Is the pitch high, low, or somewhere in between? Is the duration of the sound constant, or does it have a discrete start and stop? Focusing on their sensory qualities rather than on their meanings or implications. And once again, when thoughts or feelings arise, and you notice that you are no longer focused on sounds in the moment, congratulating yourself for catching the distraction. Noticing whatever the particular thought or emotion was that came to mind with a childlike curiosity, and without any judgments, gently escorting yourself back to your awareness of sounds. Aware of when they arise and pass from moment to moment to moment. Is the sound loud or soft? Is the pitch high, low, or somewhere in between? Is the sound constant, or does it have a discrete start and stop? Evaluating each sound with a beginner's mind, like you've never heard the sound before. whenever you've been distracted from your awareness of sounds, perhaps using the breath to anchor you to begin again and again and again. Letting each breath to be a new beginning. Welcoming yourself back to awareness of sounds whenever your mind has been distracted. Being open and aware to whatever sound that pops up. And now, letting go of awareness of sounds as we shift the focus of our attention to mind states, our thoughts and emotions, bringing them center stage in our field of awareness. Seeing our thoughts and emotions as simply events that are occurring in the mind. Just as with sounds, you focused your awareness on whatever sounds arose, noticing when they started and stopped. So now, as best you can, bringing your awareness to any thoughts or feelings that arise in the mind in just the same way. Noticing when they arise. Focusing your attention on them as they pass through the space of the mind and eventually disappear. No need to try to make thoughts or feelings come and go. No need to change them. Just letting them arise naturally, in the same way that you related to sounds arising and passing away. It may be helpful to imagine yourself sitting on a bank of a river, and you are watching your thoughts and emotions floating downstream, like little eddies and whirlpools. You observe them and watch them float downstream as others float by, applying a friendly, childlike curiosity to them, coming and going. You may find yourself quickly getting lost in the thought stream, and it may be a matter of seconds or even minutes that go by before you find yourself caught up in a particular thought or feeling. Whenever you realize that you've switched from being an observer of your mind states to being caught up in a particular thought or feeling, congratulating yourself for catching yourself as you gently escort yourself back to just noticing your thoughts, noticing your feelings. Back to this moment, the only moment. Noticing your thoughts and emotions coming into your awareness and leaving your awareness as another thought or emotion comes to mind in this moment. And this moment. And this moment. Using the breath to anchor you whenever you find that you've been lost in the thought stream. Just observing your thoughts and emotions as pure sensations, without any judgments. Or if you have judgmental thoughts, then not judging the judging. Welcoming yourself back to just noticing your thoughts and noticing your emotions whenever you've got lost in the thought stream. And now, shifting the focus of our attention away from our thoughts and emotions and onto what we call choiceless awareness. Noticing whatever is on the mind in this moment. So if the mind is drawn to the breath, focusing on the sensations of your breathing in and breathing out, if the mind is drawn to a particular sensation of the body, allowing your attention to light in this region. If the mind is drawn to a particular sound, then focusing on the tonal qualities of that sound. If it is drawn toward a particular mind state, such as a thought or an emotion, then focusing on that. Keeping in mind the tendency of the mind to get lost in a particular thought and congratulating yourself when you've found that you've switched from observing mode to thinking mode, and then welcoming yourself back to just observing your mind states. You may stay focused on one object of attention for a while, or your mind may shift frequently to different objects of awareness. Just allowing your mind to focus on whatever it does. Applying a childlike curiosity to whatever comes up in your field of awareness. Without any judgments. If there are judgmental thoughts, then just noticing the judgments in a curious, loving, non-judgmental way. Using the breath to anchor you whenever your mind has gotten lost in thought. Bringing yourself right back to just noticing whatever is on the mind in this particular moment. Allowing whatever is here to just be here. Just accepting, allowing, and letting be whatever pops up in your field of awareness. welcoming yourself back to observing mode whenever your mind has gotten lost in the thinking mode. If the mind is drawn to the breath, focus on breathing. A particular body sensation, focusing on that. If the mind is drawn to a particular sound, then noticing the sound for its tonal qualities. And if your mind is drawn to a particular mind state, then letting your attention be directed in that place, in this moment. Whatever pops up, this is what we call pure awareness.